project will entail looking at three significant interventions that we're looking to put around the River Foyle in the next few years. One in itself is looking at how you create a positive landmark on the riverfront, one that changes with the celebrations of the city. The other is a sculpture experience, a series of kind of wayfinding points that interact with the community and create animation and festivity on the river. And the third project is about how do you create destinations? How do you create things to do and activities through a series of pods? What those pods do is interact with the public and offer startups and local business the opportunity to promote themselves on the riverfront.
And indeed, this is targeting regeneration of the area, but it also has a clear theme of targeting mental health as well.
Yeah, well, it's looking at how you change the perception of a riverfront. And if we use a place for positivity, for animation, for festivity, then it sees a place as a place that people want to enjoy, spend time at, and see spectacular events along the riverfront. It's the idea of using riverside spaces that are well-loved, well-used, and make a good experience and an enjoyable place for everyone.
And the project is, at this stage, at an advanced stage. Is there a completion date in mind?
We're still exploring our outline business cases that will look at everything from timelines, delivery, and how that kind of goes ahead. But the project has significant government support, and a project board is being formed of senior government departments, as well as strong local government support. The project is involved with the proposals for the region city deal, as well as significantly highlighting elements of Programme for Government. It works on across themes through Programme for Government. And I think the kind of key point here really is this isn't us as designers coming to design this project. We've been in the community here for over 2.5 years, and it's particularly the people of the city that have come up with these proposals and harnessed them as a way that they want to use their river. So everything that we're bringing here is very much the community voice and the community design to revitalising the riverfront.